Let's cover each of the energies. Earth energy is cold and dry in magical quality. It is dense and it is easily molded or shaped. These qualities make earth energy great for manifestation or dematerialization of physical things and various other energies, especially when dealing with the earth plane, which is the densest plane of existence. Earth energy is also very well suited to banishing things. The dense nature of an earth energy as it is being banished will sweep away other dense energy particles, most of which are the negative and dark energy that can collect if left to its own devices. Water energy is cold and wet. Emotions and feelings are often associated with the element of water because they tend to keep going once you get them rolling, yet they bind easily to anything you focus on, making water energy great for evening out or binding other energies together. Water energy is also a very changeable energy. You have heard the term that love can become hate real fast under the right conditions. Well, this is a good example of water energy. Love must be nurtured and tended to on a daily basis, or it will change quickly to something else. Yet it is hard to stop this emotion once you get it going. For this reason, water energy is very good for working with emotional states of being, cleaning, or clearing the personality of built-up negative energy. Air energy is hot and wet. It is an easy energy to spread out over a wide area, so air energy can be used for those things that have to cover large areas. It also tends to stick nicely to whatever you bind it to, so reapplication is usually not needed with air energy. On the downside, the concentration of this element is very sparse, so it will take a great deal of energy to get it going to do anything on a large scale. Air energy is best used on a small scale to avoid diluting the energy it possesses. Communication is something that air energy is often associated with, either mental, verbal, or even electromechanical. A dash of air energy can often help to open up a communication barrier between two people. However, used purely in this matter, it could have unpredictable results, so it is often wise to add a pinch of some other energy when using air energy, like earth energy to help manifest communication of two people, or water energy to help the movement of feelings between two people. Fire energy is hot and dry. Fire energy is important today for the evolving soul because this energy is great for transforming the lower areas of the self to its higher component. Its hot quality makes fire energy easy to cover large areas, and its dry quality makes it easy to spread, which means it can almost self-multiply itself over vast distances. As you can see, this kind of energy has the ability to transform the entire planet to a higher plane. However, despite its wide area transformation abilities, it is on the smaller scale that this element works best, as it is most concentrated at this level. Fire energy must be used cautiously, as it can cause transformation to happen quickly. For individuals, this process can be unpleasant, as the deeper areas of the self are burned away at a rate that the person cannot handle. On a more mundane note, fire energy is great for transforming any situation or thing to its higher or more spiritual component.